Hey y'all, so today we're gonna be talking about the fruit that abortion produces, right? So with every decision we make, there's going to be fruits that we bear based on that decision. With everything that we do, it's gonna produce either good or bad fruit, okay? And so we talked about, you know, when you're trying to figure out how to get your voice back, when you're trying to overcome fear, we talked about the importance of getting to the root. And I want to just remind us that it's essential to go back to the root of the issue and address the root. Oftentimes, we find ourselves dealing with the same problems over and over and over again. We find ourselves repeating bad cycles because we never dealt with the source of it all. So I talked about in a previous episode of how when we don't deal with the root, we begin to see a manifestation of the fruit of that in different areas of our lives. And we realize we begin to see like the rejection. We begin to see manifestations of rejection operating in different areas of our lives that wasn't even based on the root because we never addressed it. Okay. And so even when we talk about abortion, once you have an abortion, there is fruit that comes out of that. And abortion produces the fruit of condemnation, of shame, unforgiveness, of unworthiness, of regret, of guilt, of so many other things. And listen here, let me just be real with y'all for a second. I don't care what the TikTok girlies are saying otherwise. We have to discern between the mask and the charades and the abortion celebration videos and the abortion celebration cakes and see that these women are truly hurting. They are confused and they are silently struggling. Okay? And so, for example, I remember people were sharing this video, and this guy, who was a very feminine guy, he was recording or documenting his friends. Apparently, he's supposed to be his best friend. And he's here recording or documenting her abortion, the day that she was getting an abortion. So he's over her house very early. He's recording all of the things. Keep in mind, the whole time, this girl's face was not shown. This girl was not all in a camera, all happy about what was going on. But it was like you could see in the video that he was more excited about her. He was taking her to get the abortion and all of the things and celebrating. But when you really began to look at the video, this girl was not, like you could tell that there was not an excitement. And even if she showed an inkling of excitement, it was because of him. It wasn't because, like, that's truly how she felt in the inside. Because I was like, well, if she's so excited, why we ain't seeing her face? Why she ain't talking? Why she not creating the video? And so we see all of these videos, and these girls are celebrating. They having the cakes and all of the things, the parties. And you're like, you're seeing a snippet of this person's life. You don't understand what she's dealing with. You don't see that after these people left that there was a depression that she began to face, that she's now depressed. You don't understand the dreams that she's hearing, the scene at night. You don't hear people talk about, because they're not telling you about their part. They're not telling you about the shame, the regret. They're not telling you about the embarrassment. They're not telling you about these things because it's a charade. It's a mask. And if you're not careful, you will think that, oh, yeah, they're so excited. Woo, woo, woo. They're so bold and loud about having an abortion. And they're, you know, going to continue to convince other people to do it. And you don't even realize that the reason why they're dealing with depression right now was because of the abortion they had, whether they tell you that or not. And we have to discern the mask. We have to see the veils that are on these girls' eyes that are covering them. And so a while ago, I read that if you allow condemnation to stay in your life and you don't deal with it, it will choke out the seed of God's word in your heart. And I can look back over my life and say that this is a fact. Okay? Although I grew up in a church, this craving or desire for sin and the feelings of shame and guilt that had accompanied it had quenched my thirst, right, to seek after God and to seek after righteousness. So we know that sin separates us from God. We also know that our desires can quench, our fleshly desires can quench our desires for the things of the spirit, right? And so it had me in an environment where I no longer desired to even engage with God. Not because I was mad at God or anything like that. It was just because I was so focused on these worldly things, these worldly desires, these worldly dreams. I was so focused on fulfilling certain desires that when it came to a desire to read my word, it just wasn't there anymore. When it came to having a desire to pray, it wasn't there anymore. So I found myself saying things like, oh, I don't need to pray out loud. God hears my heart. He knows my heart. I was that girl. Dumb. Y'all, I probably said this in so many different podcast episodes. But listen, I was that girl. And what I realized was, it wasn't that I truly even believed that. I don't have to pray because God hears my thoughts, right? I'm praying in my thoughts. It was more so the fact, when I began to later think about this, I realized that certain things had choked out the truth of God's word. Sin separated me from God. It also separated me from having a prayer life. It also separated me from digging into the word of God. And so, you know, there's a scripture where it talks about the enemy steals the word, right? We know he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I think it's in Luke chapter 8. Let me see if I can pull it up. Oh, yes. Luke chapter 8, verses 11 through 12. And it says, this is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. The seed along the path are those who have heard, and then the devil comes and take away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. And so we can keep reading all of that, but it tells us that we have an enemy, and the devil is that enemy. And he works continually to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay? There's literally a war. A war that is going on, and the enemy wants to come and steal the word away from us. And guess what? When we engage in sinful behavior, he becomes successful in stealing that word from us. And so when we're in sin, especially when we're in secret sin too, that stuff begins to choke out the seed of God's words in your heart. It begins to quench the word. It begins to quench the truth. So you find yourself believing the lies. That's why this abortion thing is so dangerous. The fruit that is produced from abortion is dangerous. If we don't have discernment, it's dangerous. Because when we don't have discernment to realize people are wearing masks and there's a charade that's happening and there's an enemy who come into killing, to kill, steal, and destroy. When we don't understand that we walk around blindly and we don't realize that we too can believe the lies of the enemy. And you will begin to realize that your intimacy with God becomes like busy work. Like, okay, I'm gonna engage when I have the time, but it's not really a priority for me, right? And so it's so important, y'all. It's so important that we understand discernment, that we get discernment. It's so important that we are in our word. It's so important that we're consistently developing a relationship with God. Because even after the abortion, the enemy is going to come with you with lie after lie after lie. And we're going to talk more about these lies. We've seen it in Genesis, right? The fall of man. Guess what? Guess what fruit was produced? Shame immediately. After Adam and Eve sinned, the immediate fruit was shame. It said they hid themselves, but I don't want to get ahead of myself because I'm going to talk about that in another episode. But this shame thing is not me just making up stuff. Biblically, we see that sin produces shame. Abortion produces a fruit of shame. It produces a feeling of or a fruit of condemnation, of guilt, of regret immediately. This stuff don't happen over time. Immediately, you begin to sense this thing. Conviction or no conviction. Because guess what? It didn't say that Adam and Eve had the Holy Spirit with them. They walked with God in the garden. And so, I'll leave it there. And in the next episode, we're going to be talking about healing. We're going to be talking about how to be yourself fully, how to be yourself truly, how to be yourself freely. Yeah, we're going to talk about how to overcome, right? And so I'll see y'all in the next episode. Bye, y'all.